God, we thank you for this time of your teaching, Lord. We hope that it is your words that come out loud and clear. Help us to have softened hearts to hear the lesson that you have for us tonight. In your son's name we pray, amen. So, like I said, over the next 4 weeks, we're going to be talking about what makes you happy. And I feel like we confuse the word happy, and we don't necessarily know what it really means. Carlos, can you put her picture up there to see if anybody else knows who she is? Does anyone know her? Do you know who she is? Who? Her name is Ree Drummond, yes. Students. Hey, just a quick reminder for those of you that weren't here last week is that this moment is about teaching, and when I'm here and ready to teach, it is not the opportunity for you to speak to your neighbor. There is some interaction, as you can see, that we do some interaction, but this is a time that we're here for teaching, and we hope that you go home with something, so hang tight. So this is, and I refer to her as my best friend, and her name is Ree Drummond, and last October, I had a chance to meet her, and by meet her, I mean she was probably in the gym, and I was right here, and I was all like, hey, take a selfie with her, and I was like sending it to my sister. I'm like, I met my best friend today. She loved me, and I was so excited, and so I'm kind of obsessed with Ree Drummond because my whole life, I thought I would be her. See, she lives on a, oh my gosh, amazing ranch, and she gets to cook for a living, and she gets to go out with her cows and her horses, and I love her. And I also love the way she dresses. Exhibit A. See, I thought if I had these, I would be happy. Now, I'm not just talking about like a little bit of happy. I'm talking like real joy that only comes from having things that you love so much. Now, I know that these are beautiful. And as you can see, they are beautiful. And if you can, you smell them, it's like fresh cow. They're straight leather. They're beautiful. And listen, these are all hand-embroidered flowers. Now, and they go with everything. I could put them on with this junky t-shirt and instantly I would be beautiful. Okay, it would even fix my hair. If I wore these boots, my hair would look better. I promise you. Now listen, these, I'm gonna put one here for y'all to look at the beauty. Okay, and I'm gonna put one over here. Now, for years, I've watched Ree Drummond wear these exact boots. And I would get on the old internet, and I'd look them up, and I would see the price tag of almost $600. I know. And I thought, oh, I could never have these. And then one year on a Christmas morning, did you know that Santa came down my chimney and brought me these boots? Because they were under my Christmas tree. I'm not kidding. These boots showed up on a Christmas morning at my house, and my husband, who's always told me that he would never allow me to have a pair of $600 boots, he wouldn't have bought them, so I'm convinced it was Santa. So anyway, he bought these for me, and I love them, and I wear them, and I just sparkle. But do you want to know the truth? They hurt my feet so bad. Like, I can't really wear them. I can barely wear them. They're called my sitting shoes. I put them on, and I know I'm going to walk somewhere and sit down because they hurt so bad. But see, I thought they would make me so happy because I wanted them so bad. And do you know, I just sit and look at them sometimes because they're so beautiful. But see, I think you guys think a lot of things are going to make you happy. Like the latest cell phone could make you super duper happy. This weird thing makes a lot of people happy. This makes me angry. Like, I just want to throw it out the window. But this is happiness, right? This is happiness. The latest iPad, tablet, technology. People love this stuff, right? This, Now, this could represent anything. This doesn't have to be soccer. This can be volleyball. This can be cheerleading, softball, tennis. I just learned about something called pickleball today. Okay? So this can make a lot of people happy. But the thing is that we have confused what happiness is. See, we have all of this, but I don't know that it really makes us happy. Here, let me give you this statistic. Did you know that the joy you get out of something new, so something you've received new, only lasts about 3 days? Now, that's a statistic that I looked up, and it is true. So if you were to receive something brand new, the joy you receive from that only lasts about 3 days. So when we think we know what will make us happy, the truth is we really don't know. See, no one thing will ever make you happy. You cannot get enough things to make you happy. You cannot go out and buy the whole mall up. That will not make you happy. It doesn't matter what you play. That will not make you happy. It doesn't matter what you listen to. That will not make you happy. It doesn't matter what you wear. That will not make you happy. But if no one thing can make you happy, what can? Because we want to be happy, but if we're saying no one thing can make you happy, what can? Now, Jesus wants us to be happy. God wants us to be happy. In fact, he designed you to live out a very purposeful life. Sometimes that you think, well, Jesus says it's wrong if I do this and do it, and I can't do this, and maybe he doesn't have my best interest at heart, but that's not true. He wants you to be happy. Jesus has designed us, and he knows us, and so he knows exactly what can make us happy. So I want to read to you tonight from Matthew chapter 22. Matthew was a tax collector. He was one of Jesus's like best friends. And so Matthew wrote this book in the Bible about his time hanging out with Jesus. So like if Jackson and I, we went to the movies last weekend and hung out and we played paintball, and then I wrote up a story about our time together, I posted it on my blog. That's similar to this. This is Matthew's time hanging out with Jesus, okay? So I'm going to read to you what he says about being happy. Okay, but kind of funny. This dude comes up to Jesus, and this dude is like a know-it-all. Does anyone, and we don't have to make eye contact with anyone, but does anybody know a know-it-all? Can I get an amen? Right? Okay, we all know a know-it-all. So this guy comes running up to Jesus, and he says, teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? What is it? I want you to point to me. Tell me right now. What is the most important law? Okay? And this was what Jesus says to the know-it-all, right? He says, you must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Okay, can y'all let that sink in for a minute? Jesus is telling us the number one thing that you need to do, what I need to do, the number one thing. Is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. When the know-it-all approaches you and says, I bet you don't even know what God wants from you, you'd be like, yeah, I do. He wants me to love him with all my heart and all my soul and all my mind. And that is what I will do. And so Jesus goes on to tell him in the next verse, the second is equally important. So the second law is equally as important as the first. Here's the second thing. Love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, so hang on a second. So number one, I'm supposed to love God with all my heart, soul, mind. Check. So number two, I'm supposed to love the neighbor as myself. I don't know about you, but I love myself. Even when my hair is a hot mess like it is today, I still like myself, right? And he says, so you love your neighbor as yourself, right? Who is your neighbor? Who is your neighbor? And I was thinking about that. Maybe you don't know who your neighbor is. Your neighbor is anyone you are eye to eye with. Now, it could be the know-it-all in your class. It could be the kid on the bus. It could be a sibling who just drives you crazy. It could be a cousin that just, when you're at your grandma's, is about ready to make you pull your hair out. It is the kid who's a little weird. And we all know that kid. It is the kid on your baseball team that may not do the best. And when he goes out in the field and you're kind of like, oh, that is your neighbor. Your neighbor is everyone. Is that yours? Oh, I'm so sorry. I just stole it. It's mine. Listen, Jesus didn't say nothing about stealing. I mean, I just stole that. So sorry. Y'all, that's so funny. Sorry. Y'all, I just committed theft. Okay. Okay, with me. Stay with me. Y'all, Jesus just threw down this at you, this gauntlet at you. He told you two things you need to do. Two things. Listen, this whole list, he doesn't care. He doesn't care about the list. He cares about two things: to love him and to love others. If we're going to live a life of happiness, we need to have relationships with other people. And everybody needs to be looking right up here. You'll be making some eye contact with Miss Charlie. Y'all looking up here? And you are your happiest when your relationships are healthy. Now listen, if you're in a fight with your friend, it makes you feel a little anxious. If you've had an argument with your mom before school, even though if you think she's wrong and you're right, it still makes you uncomfortable. If you hear someone saying something about you, kind of makes your tummy hurt a little bit. See, we are the happiest when our relationships are the healthiest. And that goes with every relationship that you're in. Can you show that picture I have? I don't even know what time it is. Okay, so I went to South Africa, and I got to wrap this up. And I went to South Africa, and it was crazy. And I wish you could see more of the background of this picture, but I didn't do a good job scanning it. But the background of this picture is like literal trash. It is literal trash. It is like, I cannot explain to you what these people live in. These kids lived in an orphanage, and I'm going to use this term because an orphanage was like metal tin that's like corrugated, right? And it went this way, and it went this way, and it went this way, and they just put it together, and they had a piece that goes like this. There's no front door. There's no flooring. It's just dirt. The bathroom was a bucket that sat outside the front door, and that was the bathroom. And it was tiny. And all of those kids slept inside on the floor. Like their feet might be on the other one, their head, but they lived in an orphanage. Now, the person who ran the orphanage is the young lady in the yellow. She is a teenager. She is in charge of everyone else. These are all kids whose families have died. Families who didn't want them, families who were incapable of taking care of them. They ended up at this orphanage, okay, where another teenager was in charge. But she was awesome because she loved well. And these kids, they didn't want for anything. Did they have anything in this basket? No. Did they have a pair of ridiculous $600 boots? No. In fact, when I went to go see them, I immediately cried. I feel very tenderhearted about stuff like that. And if you know me, you know that I go to the bathroom a lot. And when I went there, I was like, oh, I'm going to need to use your restroom. And they're like, okay. And she brought me the bucket. I was like, thank you so much. Oh my gosh. You know, like immediately I'm like kind of freaking out a little bit. Y'all, I went there and they sang songs to me and the people I was with. They clapped and they sang. Now, I don't know the words, but I know it was a hymn that I'm familiar with because I could tell by the tune. And so they were singing songs of worship to us. They were the most joy-filled people I'd ever met. And I'm just going to, they were kids. Every one of them were kids. And they were the most joy-filled people I've ever encountered. I come home from South Africa, and I was like, why aren't you people like this? And not y'all, because you guys were much littler. This was years ago. But I was so like my own kid, my own family, and myself. Why do I not have that joy? See, those kids were not consumed with things. They knew what really mattered, and that was the love of God. Very simple for them. And I know it cannot always be that simple for you. And I know that. And I'm not blind to that. But they lived in a shack on a floor and pooped in a bucket. And we brought them butter sandwiches, a piece of white bread with butter on it. That was the only meal they'd had in days. So we're talking like the food is even scarce. And yet they had the most joy of any people I've ever encountered anywhere. Because they knew it really mattered. Listen, imagine if you took the time and energy you put into wanting things. You know, all that time you tell your mom how much you want something, or I need that, or oh, I gotta have that. What if you took that same energy that you put into all that stuff, and you put it into treating other people with kindness, treating other people in love? What if you took all that energy and you harnessed it, and you put it into that? Could anybody in their head see what that looks like? Could that not be life-changing to your schools? Could that be life-changing in your own neighborhood? Could that be life-changing in your own house? That's incredible, friends, incredible. So, I want you to think about choosing people over things. Choosing people over things. So we're gonna close our eyes. And I want everybody to close their eyes. If you know your neighbor's not closing your eyes, guess what that means? Your eyes are open. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to visualize one person that you can show love to this week. Now, I just want you to sit right now. And I want you to think about that face. I want you to bring that face right in front of you. And everyone should have thought of another person that they can show love to. God, each of us has a person on our hearts, a person in our mind, that we know that we need to show love and kindness to. God, help us choose people, to choose kindness, to choose love. God, that face that we all have, direct us to them, give us the words, help us to know, just even to approach that person and what to say to them. God, we know that you will give us the strength and lead us to them. So we ask you to do that right now. And God, over the next week, we are expecting you to help us to show up so that we can do big things in your name. Amen.